Jerry James was in his element a few years ago at the Playmakers Old Timers Hockey Tournament at Parks Arena. It was a natural setting for a book signing event for Kid Dynamite. The Jerry James Story, the biography written by Ron Smith. James, long a resident of Nanuse Bay and regular golfer at Fairwinds and volunteer each year for the Salvation Army Kettle Drive, enjoyed reminiscing with the hockey old-timers that week. They all remembered his legendary career as a rare pro athlete in both hockey and football, and crowded around him for a book autograph and to chat about the dashing feats of yesteryear. James, the only person to play in the Grey Cup game and Stanley Cup final in the same season, died in Parksville on Tuesday at 89. Known for his fierce drive, physicality, and ruggedness, James became the youngest person to play in the Canadian Football League when he suited up for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers at age 17. He became a two-time winner of the Shenley Award as top Canadian player in the CFL in 1954 and 1957 and won four Grey Cup championships and was inducted into both the CFL Hall of Fame and Manitoba Sports Hall of Fame. James also played four seasons in the NHL for the Toronto Maple Leafs. In a coincidence, James died the same day as former Blue Bombers quarterbacking great Ken Plone, who was 88. It's been a difficult couple of days for the Blue Bombers with the losses of Ken Plone and Jerry James, two iconic figures in this franchise's long and storied history, Winnipeg Football Club president and CEO Wade Miller said in a statement. Jerry James was a two-sport star during his playing days and his skill, his grit and his toughness were trademarks of those legendary Bud Grant-coached teams of the late 1950s and early 1960s. James's favorite coach was indeed former Blue Bombers mentor Grant, who went from Winnipeg to coach the Minnesota Vikings to four Super Bowl appearances. Grant was a stoic, but James recalled his methods were years ahead of his time, including phoning the weather office at halftime to see what the conditions would be like for the second half. James, who was a running back and kicker, still ranks in the top five on three all-time career Bombers lists with 63 touchdowns, 5,541 rushing yards and 601 points. James later became a junior hockey coach through the 1970s and 1980s, guiding the Estevan Bruins, Yorkton Terriers and Melville Millionaires of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League and the Moose Jaw Warriors of the Western Hockey League. CDH Ian saw at TimesColonist.com.